on today's Compassion Radio.
So many people think they don't have much to offer, and so they don't offer anything. But it's using what you have, however big or little that seems, in the right place at the right time with God's blessing on it that makes things happen.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Welcome to the Frontline Journal of Faith in the 21st century. This is Compassion Radio. It's more than challenging in the Middle East right now. Faith in Jesus Christ is a life and death business. We see it on the news every night. We read it in our Facebook feeds or even talking about it in our churches. There's no escaping the fact that God is calling us into battle, a spiritual battle with very tangible effects. Compassion Radio is tackling it head-on in its own unique way and with some truly unique people. We're going to visit today with someone who's going to share with us how you and I can make a difference right where we are. A big difference, indeed. Here's Cher Nelson to get us started.
All right, we're happy to welcome today a very important and very wonderful man that we have known for many years. Dr. Alex Awad has been a force in Bethlehem in many ways, but particularly associated with Bethlehem Bible College. His family was in it at the very beginning, and we'll let him tell that story. But Alex, what a wonderful opportunity to have you on the radio with us today.
Thank you. I feel honored to be at your program this morning.
It's always an honor to talk to you. If you can, just start a little bit from the beginning and tell us how Bethlehem Bible College began.
Well, my brother, Bishara Awad, he was a principal of a Christian school in Bethlehem that was started by the Mennonites. And the name of the school is Hope Secondary School. Its former name was Mennonite High School.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bishara noticed that many of the graduates of this Christian school finished and wanted to study to be pastors or ministers or youth leaders, had to go to other countries to study, like the United States, like Europe, like Southeast Asia, because we did not have any institution in the Holy Land that equipped and prepared young men and women for the ministry of the gospel and also ministry in the churches. So Bishara felt that burden, and so he called a meeting of Christian leaders. And he presented the problem, and he asked them, what can we do about it? Because we are losing our potential pastors and ministers, and once the young people go to Europe or to the United States, there is a great possibility they wouldn't come back and minister in the church in the Holy Land. Well, the people said, so what do you think, Bishara? What can be done? He said, well, probably there is a need of a Bible college or a Bible theological institute to equip them right here in the Holy Land. And one person stood up and he said, yeah, that's a great idea, but since it is your idea, you go ahead and do it.
Never be the idea person, right?
Yeah, that's the danger of coming up with a good idea, that some people will throw it back at you.
Right.
But anyway, in that meeting, an older missionary came to Bishara and gave him a check in his hand. Mm. And he said, here, start your Bible college. And
Wow. So
Bishara had the idea. Bishara had the check in his hand and, you know, started the Bible college. That check was for $20.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it was an idea, $20, and a vision.
And God.
You know, a vision of starting, of course, his belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, at that time, my wife, her name is Brenda, and I were teaching schools in North Georgia in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bishara sent us a snail mail letter. I'm talking about nearly 40 years ago. And he said, Alex, God put on my heart to start a Bible college. Would you come and help us? So Brenda and I looked at his letter, prayed over it, and we decided to go and help him. So we left in 1979, left the United States, and went to Bethlehem to help Bishara start Bethlehem Bible College. Mm. And, of course, we followed an idea because there were nothing. We didn't have a building. We didn't have anything. He just had an idea. No salary, no nothing.
Exactly.
We just went on faith, totally on faith. But amazingly, you know, it must be God's idea with God's timing. Students started registering at Bethlehem Bible College, and the Bible College flourished every year. You know, we would have students that would come with excitement to study the Bible, to study how to serve others. And, you know, Bishara was the first president and founder of Bethlehem Bible College. I was the dean of students. My wife worked in the office to try to raise money and help the Bible College to stay steady on its feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You know, God really blessed us, a miracle after a miracle. We didn't have money. We didn't have a campus. We rented places. But, you know, people would come and say, hey, guys, you are doing something great. Why can't we help you?
Oh.
And so people would come from here and there and just volunteer their work and helping us to start Bethlehem Bible College.
Oh, that's such
it was amazing.
That's such an important point, Alex. So many people think they don't have much to offer, and so they don't offer anything. But it's the using what you have, however big or little that seems, in the right place at the right time with God's blessing on it that makes things happen.
Exactly.
One of our driving forces with Compassion Radio is getting people involved. It is important to pray about things and support things through prayer, but it's also important to get up off the couch, get out of the house, and go do something. And you had people who were willing to say, this is what I have. Can you use it? And God did.
Exactly. I mean, you see that in the New Testament again and again and again, where God, you know, people give a little thing, and God takes it and bless it and use it to bless thousands of people by the sacrifice of a little thing, like the little boy who gave his bread and fishes to Jesus. It's just amazing how the miracles can work that way.
And he had no idea that day what he was about to do. Alex, do you remember how many students there were that first year?
How many students the first year?
Right.
I think we started with probably between 9 to 10 students.
And how many now, Alex?
Oh, now it's probably 250 students in the... We have a campus in Bethlehem. We have a campus in Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach extension in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip.
That is
and
so
also
thrilling.
Now we are online throughout all the Arab countries. So if you count the people who register online to take courses with Bethlehem Bible College, we may get to about 400, 500 students. Yeah, so it is a small beginning, but God is really have really blessed it in a mighty way. And anyone who would come and visit our campus and see the buildings that make Bethlehem Bible College, they would see a miracle. They certainly would look at the campus and see miracles. But really, the greatest miracles are in the lives of the men and women who graduated from the Bible College, the men and women who came to study, and now they are pastors, they are evangelists, they are preachers, they are social workers. They are building a country, you know, and building the church in the Holy Land again.
Doesn't that just thrill your heart when you think about all of those young people? Can you tell us some stories?
One of the great stories really is the story of our current president. His name is Jack Sarah.
And he is a marvelous man.
Yes, Jack Sarah came to Bethlehem Bible College after a background in the Communist Party in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
He was really a rebel as a young man. I mean, he would go out to the streets, throwing stones at Israeli soldiers, trying to resist the occupation in a violent way. He was in prison many, many times. Mm-hmm. He joined the Communist Party in order to make a difference, to liberate Palestine. But then one of his friends, you know, told him about Jesus, and he accepted Christ, and immediately he came to register at Bethlehem Bible College. And he was a bright student, you know. Mm-hmm. God really touched his heart. He finished Bethlehem Bible College. He went to the Philippines to get a master's degree, and he came back to Jerusalem, and he became the pastor of the very church where he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior.
What a great story from our very special guest on today's Compassion Radio, Dr. Alex Awad. And we'll get right back to his discussion with Cher Nelson in just a moment. Just wanted to pop in here really quick to encourage you to participate in this month's Bethlehem Bible College project, of which Bram and Cher will speak about here in just a bit. And also to please remember Compassion Radio in your year-end giving. We are 100% listener-supported, and we need you to stand shoulder-to-shoulder with us to help us close out 2016 strong as we soon embark on a brand new year. It's almost here. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back now to our program.
And he became the pastor of the very church where he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then when Bishara, my brother, was about to retire, we asked Jack if he would be the second president of Bethlehem Bible College. So imagine this journey from a rebel, from a communist, to the president of Bethlehem Bible College. Now we call him Dr. Reverend Jack Sarah. You know, it's just amazing. He's a great leader. He is well known around the world in the evangelical circles, a man of God. But you see, this is what Bethlehem Bible College did, you know, through the grace of God. Of course, we can do nothing on our own. But people would come like this. Another person I can think of is Tony Nassar. Tony Nassar came to the Bible College. He graduated with 4 years. Then he got our master's program, and now he is the principal of one of the largest Christian schools in Bethlehem. And these are the kinds of people who graduated from Bethlehem Bible College. We have one graduate from Gaza. His name is Hannah Misad. Now he is Dr. Reverend Hannah Misad. Hannah Misad graduated from Bethlehem Bible College, and he went on to study at Fuller Theological Seminary. Right now he ministers in Jordan. He has a church, and he also ministers with Iraqi and Syrian refugees.
Oh, wonderful.
Who are really hurting because of the turmoil in the Middle East. He has a great ministry with the Syrian refugees. But that's the kind of people. I mean, I gave you three examples, but there are many, many more.
I love hearing them. You know, I've worked as a counselor with young people for many, many years, and I always say, give me the stinkers, because they may make the most trouble, but when they turn around for the Lord, they do amazing things. Never give up on the troubled kids, because God can use them.
So there is hope for my grandson.
Well, we will pray that that's true, Alex.
That's good.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those in our family, too, but they're all serving the Lord now, and we're very grateful for that. But
Amen.
I think our people might be surprised to learn that there are Christian schools in Bethlehem.
Yeah, we have to remember that Christianity was born in the Holy Land. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Absolutely.
And he was crucified and rose from the dead in Jerusalem. So there have been Christians in the Holy Land from day one, from the day of Pentecost until today. However, all the turmoil, all the persecution, all the wars in the Holy Land have chipped off the Christian population of Bethlehem, and now we have declined to about maybe 2% of the total population. So, yes, we still have our churches, we have our denominations, we have our people, and this is the desire of Bethlehem Bible College and other similar churches and organizations to try to solidify and stop the erosion of Christianity in the Holy Land. It would be sad, you know, for pilgrims and tourists from the United States or Canada or Europe to come to the Holy Land to look at shrines and to look at holy sites and then look around to try to find a Christian and not to find one indigenous local Christian. So we are trying to encourage the local Christian congregations to stay in the land, to be a witness for Jesus in the land, and to continue, you know, to be a witness and not to run away of the country.
We need those living stones there, don't we?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, Alex, our concentration this time in raising help for Bethlehem Bible College is for scholarships for the young people. I wonder if you could take a minute and explain the economic situation there and why it is so necessary that the students have help with their tuition.
Well, you know, most Palestinian Christian families have financial challenges. The unemployment rates are very, very high in the West Bank and especially in Bethlehem, because Bethlehem lives on tourism. But with all the turmoil in the Middle East and in the Arab-Israeli conflict, sometimes tourists don't come in big enough numbers to make a difference. And so that is really difficult for the average family, especially Christian families in the Bethlehem area. So most of our students really come to Bethlehem Bible College and they can't afford the tuition. And we have a policy at Bethlehem Bible College not to refuse a student because she or he cannot pay the tuition. So any student who wants to study God's Word, we welcome them to Bethlehem Bible College, and so the college has to run really hard to try to cover up the deficit that the students are not able to cover up because they can't pay the tuition. And so if the tuition, like, say, $8,000, if the student per year, if the student pays $2,000, we feel very happy about that student who comes up with $2,000.
That would be amazing.
But then we have to make up the difference, $6,000. And that's why we urge our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world to help these students study the Bible, equip themselves to minister, to teach, to go out, help refugees, whatever ministry that God calls them to. But in order to be on the evangelists and ministers and so on, they need to be equipped. And that's our job, to equip people. And we appreciate every person anywhere who donates to help these students get equipped for the ministry of the gospel.
It's so important. Can you imagine someone in those troubled areas coming to a Bible college and saying, I want to study to serve the Lord, and having to say, I'm sorry, you don't have the money, so you can't learn to serve the Lord that way? That would be the most horrible thing I can imagine.
Yeah, sure. And we made a policy not to do that, and we have also made a commitment. We will trust God for every student that God will send us. And so we really appreciate the people who join with us to try to help these students to study God's Word.
Alex, you mentioned something which is a little bit off the subject, but I do want to make the point with our listeners. Our people are much better informed than a lot of American Christians because we try to bring them information that they wouldn't hear other places. But so many of the Holy Land tours don't include Bethlehem, don't even go into Gaza or the West Bank because they consider it dangerous, but they don't meet the Christians then that are living and serving there. And I would just encourage anyone who's going on a Holy Land tour to choose one that will take you into the heart of the birthplace of Christ and have an opportunity to meet Christians. If you're going on your own and you don't know how to find any, find Bethlehem Bible College. It's just off Manger Square. It is a beautiful campus. You will love everyone you meet there, and you need to be connected with the living, breathing family of God in that land. Alex, your information today has been wonderful, and it's a great honor to talk to you. I hope that you will join us in praying that our listeners will have their hearts touched and their purse strings loosened and understand how important it is to educate young people who are desirous of serving God. Bless you for being with us today, and we will let you know what comes of our project here. We pray that it will be highly successful. And it's nice to know that you're here now. I'm sorry about your ice storm today, but I'm glad you were able to talk with us. Keep you at keep that fireplace burning, and we will hope to talk with you soon on some other very important subjects in your area of the world. God bless, Alex.
Blessings to you, and thank you for what you are doing.
Bethlehem Bible College may not be familiar to you, especially if you're a fairly new listener to Compassion Radio. Well, you need to know about this amazing school, located right on the main road between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. In fact, it's just a short distance from Manger Square and the site of our Lord's birth in Bethlehem. It's a place that you need to visit the next time you go to the Holy Land. Now, Bethlehem Bible College was founded back in 1979 by Dr. Bashara Awad. It was created to provide training in the Bible, in theology, and in other necessary disciplines needed by Palestinian Christian young people who feel the call of God on their lives to serve the Lord in ministry. One of the most unfortunate blind spots that we American evangelicals have is our lack of awareness about or indifference toward the vibrant and spiritually alive community of Christian brothers and sisters that exists among the Arab population of Israel's Palestinian territories. I'm not hesitant at all to say that I believe that Bethlehem Bible College is the most important Christian educational institution that exists today anywhere in the Middle East. The young people it is training for ministry in the service of Christ hold the key to the resolution of the seemingly unsolvable conflict between Jew and Arab in Israel and beyond. Now, my friend, isn't this exactly what we're all looking for in the Middle East? We are supporting the scholarship fund of Bethlehem Bible College and offering financial assistance to the committed students who are pursuing a Christian education but who lack the funds to cover the costs of their study at this wonderful college. Now, here's how you can help to cover the cost of educating one of the deserving students at Bethlehem Bible College.
Every student contributes what they can. Many students can contribute nothing more than their very lives. And that, of course, is the biggest contribution of all. Can we help with the minor costs of training them to bring Jesus to the Muslim-majority countries all around them? Of course we can. All it takes to train a pastor is $900 a year. That's around $100 a month, or $25 a week. And that's for everything they need. It's an unbelievable value, and one of the best investments in kingdom building that we've ever seen. As Compassion Radio partners, you have liberally helped us equip the church at one end of the Silk Road. Please help us this month to equip the church at the other. This is the very birthplace of our faith, after all, and is still equipping new pastors for their role in winning souls for Christ in the heart of the Palestinian territories and other countries throughout the Middle East. Would you consider making this your Christmas gift to Jesus? For gifts of $25 or more, we'll even send you a gift crafted personally by believers who live in Bethlehem. There's a very limited supply of these, so make your contribution early. Thank you for helping the church around the world from one end of the Silk Road to the other.
Thanks for that good word, Bram. And on a musical note, so to speak, we have some of our wonderful Christmas music in stock from Morningsong and the Chapel Singers while supplies last. We offer those for a love gift of $15 for CDs and $10 for the cassette version. And finally, with the countdown to 2017 upon us, we need to remind you that Compassion Radio comes to you daily and reaches out in compassion to those who need to see and experience the love of Christ, only through your financial support. As a final note, we would ask for your prayer support for Norm Nelson. Norm is struggling with his health at this time. We know the Lord has him firmly in his hands, and he knows the path he has for Norm to follow.
but we covet your prayer support for him. And we would welcome your words of encouragement to him by letter, email, or phone call. Finally, for your gift of $25 or more, we would like to send you, at your request, a token prayer reminder made for you in the little town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem Bible College students are directly involved with choosing and preparing each item. We trust you will treasure this unique thank you gift as it reminds you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, which directly affects Bethlehem. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That address again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our web address, of course, available to you 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll see you again tomorrow for the next Compassion Radio.